Jesus would pay a debt I could not afford. Still in all that he gave it all for no sinner like
kid, not more than 10. I used to follow my daddy around. My legs were short, but I tried to step in the tracks that he left on. Steps that he took were right from the book. His reputation spoke for itself. And now that I'm grown, with kids of my own, I'm thankful for the path that he tracks that we leave for others to see. They follow us all of our lives. Don't live to regret the example you set for others to follow. Straight and narrow line. But the older I get, the more I'm aware of the tracks that I'm leaving behind. The tracks that we leave for others to see, they follow.
There's still time before you die. take a cloud and hold it in my hand. I cannot make the lightning flash across the land. I cannot take a piece of clay and mold it into man. But I have a Father, a heavenly Father, who can.
I have a Father who can.
Now he sits
he
high.
I'd like to say that it's already been a blessing to be in the house of God.
Appreciate singing. It's been mighty good. I count it an honor to be with Brother Tim and Terry. I love both of these. Appreciate the gospel that they preach. I feel the least among them all. I'm calling. I know one thing, the one that called me tonight is able to deliver. He's a great God, and I'd like to wish all you fathers, hope you had a good Father's Day. It's been a good day. You know what, though? I read in God's precious word where the Bible said that Jesus, one time he told his disciples, he said, I'm going to give you power to tread over serpents and scorpions. He said, rejoice not because you've got this power, but rather rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb Book of God. And the Bible said that Jesus bowed his head. He said, I thank thee, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things and availed them unto me. You know, tonight, children, if we do anything from the Lord, the only way you can get in the kingdom, the Bible said, is become as humble as a little child. So you and I that's been saved by the grace of God, we have to become as humble as a little child. I'll say this tonight. You know, children, I told Brother Terry, I believe I prayed more about this revival than Aaron I've ever had. I need a revival. America needs a revival. And we can have one if we want one. We'll lay some perishable things of this world aside this week. I come looking to see the glory of God shine on somebody's face. And them say, I've been saved by the grace of God. You pray.
with all your honest, be honest, I thought I had some when I got here, but it's gold. But I believe the Lord has given me something else. But I'm just going to have to go where my heart is. So you pray with all your power for just a few minutes. Over in the book of Numbers, 21st chapter, we'll begin with the fourth verse. Begin with the fourth verse. And they journeyed from Mount Horeb by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the souls of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, "Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water. Their soul loatheth light bread." And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people. They bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Make thee a fiery serpent, set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live." And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld a serpent of brass, he lived. Over to the third chapter of the book of John, we'll read one verse. 14th verse of the third chapter of the book of John. "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." May God add his blessings for the reading of his precious, holy, and tonight, the divine word tonight. Now, children, you pray with all your power for just a few minutes. And sinner friend, if you're here tonight, lost and undone without God, somebody said, "Well, how do I know if I'm lost?" Well, the Bible said, Paul said, "I was alive once. The commandment came. Sin revived, and I died." When you reach the heirs of accountability, when you know good and evil, friend, you are accountable for your own sins. And they, listen, the children of Israel, they were on a journey. You and I tonight, we're on a journey. The Bible said they came to the uttermost parts of Edom, there at Kadesh. And the Bible said, they said, "Let us pass through your borders. We'll go the king's highway. We drink any water or anything, we'll pay you for it." But listen, the Bible said that Edom said no. He refused Israel through Edom. Sinner, if you're here lost and undone without God, I'm going to tell you, you'll have to get to Edom to get to the promised land. God bless your soul. What does that represent, preacher? It represents the flesh, this earthen tabernacle that we're dwelling in. It's not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. But the Bible said, listen, instead of standing up for what was right and fighting for it, the Bible said they just turned. Listen, God bless your soul. There's lots of things creeped into religion because church members sit still rather than to stand up and to fight for that that's right. The Bible said
they turned and went back by the way of the spies. And the Bible said, there as they came to Mount Horeb, the Bible said that they was much discouraged because of the way. There's lots of Christians discouraged today because of the way. But I want to say this. When you get through Edom, it is a good way. You and I that's been saved by the grace of God, we've still got the flesh to contend with too. And we'll war with it until the end. There we breathe our last breath and lay it all down. Why, listen. Why, the Bible said, all these people, these Israelites, where God had delivered, brought them up out of bondage. Well, the Bible said that they began to speak against God and against Moses. They sinned. And the Bible said the judgment of God fell upon them. Let me say this tonight. If America don't turn, we ain't seen nothing yet. If God tarries his coming, the judgment of God is going to fall on us. Just as sure I stand before you tonight. Listen, why the Bible said they spake against God and they spake against Moses. While the Bible said, listen, they said, why? We've got this light bread to eat. They didn't think. They thought that bread, that angel food that they been eating was light. Did you know there's a lot of people, whenever you preach the gospel, well, how light they take it. A lot of times they'll murmur against God and the little old man of God that brings it. Whenever all he is a little mouthpiece for the Lord. Let me say this tonight. If he gets anointed in the spirit and the power of God, it ain't the man standing behind the desk. It's coming from the Lord. What the gospel will do, it'll condemn sin. It'll condemn sin. No respect of person. Listen, what the Bible said. God's angry. The judgment of God fell upon them people. He sent fiery serpents among them. And the Bible said they bit many of the people. And much people, the Bible said, of Israel died. Much people of Israel died. Well, they sinned. The judgment of God fell upon them. Listen to what they done then. The Bible said that they came to Moses and they said, whoa, we've sinned against God and against you. Said, will you pray to God? Pray to God that he might take away these forest servants. Listen, children tonight. God bless your soul. Oh, they did just the only way they was going to get any better. Friend, they went the right route. The Bible said, listen, they sinned. The judgment of God fell upon them. They confessed it. We've lived today. You get out here and do just any which way. And no confession whatsoever that they've done wrong. Friend, God don't forgive that away. You know what it takes? Confessing it. Somebody said, listen, why the Bible said that God began to cry out, or Moses did unto God, for the people. And the Bible said they didn't do what the people wanted. He wanted them to take them away. But he gave a remedy, praise God. The Bible said that he told Moses, he said, now you get you a pole and you set it up. And you get your brazen serpent and you put it upon that pole and you lift it up high. Any man or any boy, girl, man, or woman against men, if they'll only look up, they shall live.
I'm so proud tonight. God made salvation simple. If he hadn't, I'd have missed the boat. But he made it so simple, although he'd be a fool, that a wayfaring man wouldn't err therein. You know what I believe tonight? I believe there was many in the camp right there that'd get bit by a serpent and too bullheaded, too much pride, afraid somebody'd laugh at them, too much to look up and live. Some died right there in the camp, and when all they had to do was look up and live. Look up and live. I read in your hearing where the Bible said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Well, I want to say this tonight, my friend. Jesus Christ, the lowly Lamb of God, came to this low land of sin and sorrow. He left heaven's glory and took upon himself flesh and blood, made in the likeness of you and I tonight. Yes, he was. There's one difference. He was lived down here on this earth without sin. Yet, he became sin. He was put on the pole, my friend, for me and for you and for whosoever will. He freely gave his life on the pole that we might have life everlasting. That whenever we get bit, whenever the serpent, whenever the gospel comes, and we realize that we're lost and undone without God, that we can just look up through an eye of faith and believe that God raised Jesus Christ up from the dead. The Bible said, with our heart a man believeth unto righteousness, and with a mouth confession is made unto salvation. Praise God. How simple it is. Tonight, somebody said, well, I didn't get it that way. Well, I want to say this tonight. The Bible said, through the foolishness of preaching, it pleased the Lord to save them as Lord. I love good saying. I love a good teacher. But my friend, according to the Word of God, it takes the foolishness of preaching to save them as lost. Somebody said, I just don't understand how a man gets up there and walks around and screams and hollers and hoots. Well, you listen. You let the wind blow hard enough and you'll move around some. Were you out in the storm last night? God bless your soul. Uprooted trees. Whenever the Spirit gets to blowing hard enough, it'll cut down the greatest and the meanest tree there is. Thankful tonight, the old rugged cross. Oh, he loves children. Oh, how he loves to rest like a... How he loves this big, big world you and I live in. I realize and know that we've lived today, my friend, to this old-timey way. It's too good. I mean, it ain't good enough for a lot of folks. But I'll tell you this. Friend, let me tell you something. I'm just an old-timey preacher man. One that God called and sent on this journey. And you know what? I was saved under this kind of preaching. I've been brought up under this kind of preaching all of my life. And I still believe it'll do today. As long as I can feel what I feel tonight, I ain't planning on changing. Woo! Praise God. It'll do. It'll do to live by. And God bless your soul. It'll do to die by. Whew. I journey this walk of life, friend. I'm going to tell you what. I feel out of place in most places. You can rest assured on that. But I'll tell you one thing. Whenever I get a hold of the Spirit and the power of God, I don't feel out of order. God bless you. If the Spirit sets you free, you're free indeed. There's nothing like being free. Nothing to compare with it. I said, well, I got a little here and I got a little there. I'm going to get the Holy Ghost that while. Well, I want to tell you tonight, I got all three of them at the same time. I got it all, my friend. I ain't looking for nothing else. It'll lead me through this walk of life. God bless your soul if I lean on it. No wonder Jesus said it's expedient that I go away. If I go not away, the comfort will not come. But I'll go to the Father, and He'll send He, the Holy Spirit, that'll teach you and guide you in all truth. Friend, I'm ignorant and I'm unlearned, but I wouldn't trade what I feel right now for every diploma in this world. I'm not fighting education. Wish I had more of it. Terry, I do. I love. I'll tell you what. When somebody gets real educated and starts leaning on it, trying to preach the Word of God, I'd as soon to be out riding my horse. God bless you. Get more out of it if I talk to the Lord. God bless your soul. Through that foolishness, I'm preaching. Please the Lord to save them or lost. I'll say this tonight. Some folks think that you can get it by just signing a card. A friend, it don't come that way. Some folks think you can get it by teaching. Some folks think you can get it that way and this way. Jesus Christ, the lowly Lamb of God, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh, listen to this, no man cometh to the Father but by me. I may. I tell you what, I've got one little grandchild's done been saved. I've got three more. I hope and pray that there'll be a man of God anointed in the Spirit and the power of God whenever they reach the accountability. I want them to help the real thing. Same Lord I got. They sin. The judgment of God fell upon them. They confessed it. God sent a remedy. Now listen, children, I ain't looking for nothing else to come. Every remedy's been sent to this low land of sin and sorrow for sin. Listen to me for just a minute. We are helpless in this thing. We were born into sin. David said, in sin did my mother conceive me, and in iniquity. In iniquity, he were born into sin. But you listen to me. I believe with all my heart this. Whenever I was born into this world, I believe I had a light, a burning. Where you get that at? The Bible said, the Lord Jesus Christ that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. I believe I had a light when I was born in the Broughton and Bertie Bottoms' family. But you listen to me. You're here tonight and lost. Listen, this is how you know it. I was doing this fine till I was about 10 years old. And listen to me. That don't mean you got to be 10. I'll tell you what. When you're lost is when the light goes out. Oh, that's when you're lost. I ain't got never read in God's Word where there's age limit on it. God bless your soul. But when the light goes out, it's time to get it lit. Time to get it lit. And there ain't but one place. One place to get it lit. I was about 10 years old. I went to the house of God. One night, I was free as a bird, innocent as a little old lamb. But the gospel came at night, and I realized if I died, I'd die and go straight to hell. It's hard to fool praying daddies and mamas. Do you know it? My old daddy came to me that night, laid them big old hands on my shoulder, said, son, are you lost? You know what I done? I lied to daddy. I said, no, I ain't lost. Daddy didn't argue with me. Daddy walked back to his seat. I went home that night. Whoa, the bed was too short. I couldn't sleep. I was scared of the dark. How fear was upon me. The Bible said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. You know what? God bless your soul. I didn't sleep much that night. I got up the next morning. After daylight got there, I wasn't too scared. You know what? I didn't even want to go back to church that morning. Listen, mamas and daddies, that's a good sign. You know what my old daddy said? Son, get your clothes on. We're going to the house of God. After the preaching, I didn't discourage Daddy none. He done had a hold of something from up, something that come down. He done sent something up, and the Lord done sent something down. He met me, or I met him. I hit that altar and I cried out unto the Almighty, unto the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what he done? He picked my feet up out of the marred clays of sin. He saved my little old soul, and it's been saved ever since. Have you not sinned, preacher? Sure I have. I've got back out in this big, big world, and I didn't know if I was lost or saved. I didn't know if I was going up or going down. You know how I got back in fellowship with the Lord? I erected an altar and cried out unto the Lord. And that same spirit came on the scene. Are you lost tonight? Get a song. That's the message tonight. There's a remedy. There's a remedy. There's a remedy. Jesus Christ is the remedy. Jesus Christ is right for whatever is wrong in your life. Won't you step out on the promises of God tonight and accept the Lord Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. I'm going to tell you what, I was just a little old lad of a boy. I didn't have a dime in my pocket. You listen to me for just a minute. Tonight, your name may be on a church book. You may believe this and you may believe that. Well, I can't help what you believe. But if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, friend, you're lost and undone without God. You're lost. Jesus Christ is the only way from here to glory. Some worship Mary, some this and some that. Some Buddha or whatever it is. Anything less than the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll die and go to hell. That's as plain as I know how to put it. Y'all come on down here. Children, I want to beg anybody that's lost and undone. Won't you come tonight? Church, you do. Wherever he leads you, you follow. Lord, hey. God, hey. Come on, don't wait. The devil will tell you to sit there. Won't you come tonight? Are you ready? Are you ready tonight? Listen, my friend, I know what I'm talking about. That was the devil that told me that I wasn't lost. Tell him you're not lost. The devil is a liar, a thief, and a robber, has been from the beginning and will be unto the end. He'll tell you that till you die, and then you'll lift your eyes in an ever-ending devil's hell. Don't listen to the devil. Step out on the promises of God. And I'll promise you one thing. The Lord Jesus Christ has never yet turned away a broken heart and a broken and a contrite spirit. And he never will if you'll come, humble, and cry out unto him. A friend, you can leave here. You may not. I a little old 10-year-old boy didn't have a dime in my pocket. But friend, I left for rich. I left for a millionaire in the eyes of the Lord. Well, a child of the King, one that spoke this universe into existence. Somebody, whoa, wait a minute now. Well, you read your book. The Bible said that he was there in the beginning, my friend. God told him, said, let us create man in her own likeness and in her own image. He was there, my friend. He was there. Won't you come tonight? Don't listen to the devil. Step out on the promises of God. Make it right once and for all with the Lord Jesus Christ. Never yet met nobody that got saved by the grace of God said they wished they hadn't. I don't believe I ever will. Friend, it's the most precious. A lot of times this journey you and I are on, it seems hard. But you know what the book said? The ways of a transgressor is hard. I'm in a good way tonight. In a good way. Won't you come as I sing another verse? I beg you. Don't quench the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, I'm done.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for the gospel. Another place, Jesus said, if I be lifted up,
yep,
I'll draw all men unto me.
Yep.
Jesus has been lifted up. Now I'm like Harold. I can feel his spirit. I've been able to rejoice in the singing. I've been able to feel his spirit in the preaching. I've been able to rejoice in that. Jesus has been lifted up before you tonight, lost person. Why, oh why, wouldn't you come to an altar of repentance and be saved? Bible says that there's no other name given under the sun whereby that men might be saved. What about it tonight? Would you come to this altar and be saved before it's everlasting too late? I'm going to ask them to sing one more verse. I'm going to beg you, lost person, that you would come and be saved. While we sing another verse.
541.
As far as I know, I've never made a proposition like this before. I promised the Lord coming into this week that if he'd give me a thought or impression, I'd try to follow it. I'm going to ask everyone, now be honest with yourself and be honest with the Lord. Everyone that has somebody, whether you're a member of Silver City, a member of Zion Hill, a member of Long Street, wherever you might be a member of church at, if you have somebody on your heart tonight that you're burdened about, not just the lost, I know we're all burdened about the lost, But if you've got somebody on your heart tonight that you're burdened about, would you come take Terry and Harold by the hand and just ask them to pray that God might send a greater convicting power on that lost boy or girl, that lost man or woman, than he ever has before, and that God might give them the courage to step out from where they are and come and be saved before it's too late. And maybe while you're here, if you want to, this altar, like I told you this morning, I've tried to be the pastor here at Silver City Baptist Church for about 4 years now, and I've never seen this altar closed. I've never seen it shut down for repair. Bless your heart, I've been here at all hours of the day, and the Lord has always met me here when I've come honestly and earnestly seeking Him. So I'm going to ask you to do that while we sing one more verse. Lost person, would you come too? If you want these men to pray for you, would you just come take them by the hand and ask them to pray for you while we sing another verse? Terry, would you help me pray,
thank
brother?
You. I've got to tell you from your heart. Can you help me pray for him?
Sorry,
man. Would you help me pray?
I
got something from my heart.
I have too.
Love you.
You help me pray, Christy. I got something from my heart this long.
Hey, brother. We're praying. You just keep praying. We'll pray together.
He'll make it.
Amen. Bless him.
You know, the devil, he'll put it in your heart if you're here lost and undone without God. He'll say, well, this Bible's just dark. Let me say this tonight. It is. You're not promised no tomorrow. Mm. Bible said today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Let me ask you this. You walk out them doors and tie, if you get killed before you get home, where would you spend eternity? Where would you spend eternity? Would you go up or would you go down? There ain't two places. There ain't no in between. No in between. This is serious. Do you know that? I'll tell you how serious it is between life and death. Life and death. I beg you tonight, and let me beg you, church, let me beg you with everything that's in me. That scripture I read, him quoted, I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Let me tell you something. That's got more than one meaning. Jesus Christ was lifted up on the pole. But if we want to see people saved by the grace of God, we're going to have to lay everything aside and go to meet. Mark it down. Fierce. I come on business for the king this week. Unless it's an emergency, you can rest assured I'll not be worth a flip. My wife will stay away from me all she can this week. She will. She will. That's just the way it is. I got human about me. And if I get all riled up, it's messed me up. It's messed me up bad.
So let's lay everything. I beg you. I need a revival. I need reviving. The church needs revival. And I'll say this. In the New Testament church, you know what the Bible said? They were together and had all things common. If you've got some differences, you lay them aside this week and let's go to meeting. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll be amazed at what the Lord does. Not what Terry and me does and Tim, but what the Lord does. Never a man spake like this man. Never a man. Well, they left there and they said, we've never saw it on this fashion. We can do the same thing if we'll lay this world down for 1 week and talk to the Lord and go to meet. I had to say that. I promised the Lord I'm gonna do everything he says do.
Sing one more verse, church. Just follow the Lord. Lost person, we're going to ask you one more time. Would you come? Sing one more verse.